Step into the wealth elevator and join our 12,000 plus member community who have passively invested over $200 million to acquire over $2.1 billion in commercial real estate. Sign up by going to thewealthelevator.com/club, and here we go.
This is a story about a dude named Lane. He moved to the mainland and bought one place to stay. And then one day he went and tried to rent them out. And then he became one real investor man.
We're talking to Ryan here, one of my accredited investors. Been in a bunch of deals with me. He came down to the Hui Mastermind retreat in Honolulu, Hawaii last year. Why don't you give us a little quick take on what did you like about it? And then I'll give you the big news, man.
So I loved it last year. I can't wait to do it this year. So basically, these people, I could relate to them a lot more. They were all hard workers. They understood the long-term play. They had the capital to back up what they wanted to do. Everyone in their group had their own little experiences and experiments going on. So some people are looking into tiny homes. Some people are looking maybe into office space. Some people are doing still single family homes, and others are doing syndications. So you get a very broad range of what everyone's doing. And it rarely intersects with exactly what I'm doing. I would be doing, like, for instance, what I brought to the table last year was I had just gotten into an island syndication. So I wanted to bring details to everyone there, and you can share your experiences and people can ask you questions that you may not have thought of, and because they have that experience as well.
Yeah. And that's the thing, folks, like, our group is, I think, the only group out there that's pure passive investor groups. Most real estate, I stopped going to real estate conferences because I started to realize they're all fake. Either they're trying to sell some guru's $30,000 course, or they're just a bunch of newbie syndicators trying to get in the game and just on some podcast or something like that.
That's what I noticed. This was an experienced group. A lot of them had already been in some syndications. Some were just getting started off, which is fine too, but I got help on both ends. So I could see what others were doing from the get-go, and I realized that they had capital, they had the desire to just be passive. And then I saw obviously people ahead of me who had been doing it longer, who had been in more deals, and I could peek around the corner and see what I should be looking out for, what's next. And that's mainly what I like. I like to get that notion of what's next and how to look ahead.
I'll be doing the same thing. We'll be filtering investors, and only those who meet the certain criteria of pure passive investors will be getting into this year's event. But I got some bad news, man.
What's that?
You're not going to be able to come to Hawaii this year because the all that's been going on, the whole pandemic thing.
So you just don't want me to come?
No, not you, and everybody else are going to need to stay at home and attend this thing virtually. But yeah.
Whoa, how is that going to work?
I'm in a bunch of other masterminds, and okay, we are all things I pay 25 grand. I'm in a few of these, and I'm taking the best practices from those events. The reason why I spend that much money to go to those type of events, and I'm sure why you came to Hawaii, was so that you could build a relationship with other people. So I've seen ways to do this virtually, right? Using a lot of Zoom breakout rooms, but I have a lot of work that I have to do to bring the right people in, ask people the right questions, to curate the right speaking slots as we go around this event. It will be virtual this year, Martin Luther King, January 2021. It'll be probably a couple days, no more than 6 hours a day in the first half of the day, since I know how things are hard. And this is what's nice about an in-person meeting that we won't be able to do, is you get to detach, and it was the time at the bar. It was the time hanging out. That was the cool time.
That was.
But we're going to try and mimic this as much as possible. And I would say, like, most online events are just like death by speakers, a bunch of PowerPoints, but the majority of the interaction is going to be, you guys are going to be talking to other members, either on a one-to-one basis like this or in a small groups, no more than 12 people in a group. So you're going to really get to know each other personally.
I like that. I think, okay. So you're going to have breakout rooms with smaller groups of people. I think that's going to increase the focus as well. I think it's easy to get caught up in trying to talk to everyone when there is like a larger group at a big table. I noticed that. So I think that is going to be helpful.
Yeah. And that's the hard thing about even in-person events, right? Like, when most of us in our group are introverts. I think you're an introvert, right? Too.
I want to be, yeah.
Yeah. You're an evolved introvert. So what I noticed being an introvert too is like when you find somebody cool to talk with, you spend a lot of time with them. You don't talk to everybody else. So these breakout rooms, how I'm going to facilitate them is going to be cool because it's going to give you enough time, you know, 10 minutes to interact with somebody, get a good vibe, see if you want to interact with them again in the future, take that content. But it's also going to maximize your time so you can interact with a lot of people in this.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's going to, it's obviously, I think it'll be, so how will it be organic? Like, I think in person, it would just be like randomly, you would meet some people and see if you would connect with them. How is it going to work here? Are there going to be like groups that you choose to be in? Are there going to be focus groups or?
Yeah, so I'm going to do a little bit of random matchmaking for sure. But for the most part, I want to give people somewhat of a guideline of, you know, what to talk about instead of just popping you guys into a group. Because that's okay. A little awkward, right? Here is the start of the Family Office Ohana Virtual Mastermind, the Bubble 2021 is what I'm going to call it. Okay. I'm starting to build a list of different topics here. This list will obviously grow as the weeks go by, as we get closer to the event. But there's very common topics that I see coming up, right? The guy who has a high net worth, doesn't have very much liquidity, but has a lot of money in their home equity or their 401k. How are they taking money out of their 401k slowly so they leak it out so their AGI doesn't come up over $300,000? That was something we talked about this past year that I would say half of the people in the room, and I'm sure half of the people in the virtual mastermind are having the same issues. So getting those people together. And for those people who don't have those issues, we'll put them in another group for general networking or infinite banking. I don't know if you've set yours up yet, but that was a big thing for a lot of people, hardly setting that up. And everybody has a different situation in terms of net worth, how many kids they have, where they are with their career, what does their liquidity look like, how much money do they net at the end of the year, and what do they want a deployment strategy for investments are going to be. So yes. When people sign up and they apply, one of the biggest things is I'm going to have a pretty long on-take form so that I know where everybody's net worth, their liquidity, what problems they're having, so that when we go to the itinerary, I can match people up specifically in the right groups. Gotcha. Or with the right people.
That makes sense. That's going to be really helpful.
It's going to take a lot of planning.
Yeah, that's a lot of work on your end.
We work with hardworking professionals looking to opt out of investments for the clueless. I mean, mainstream investing. We work with people we have a direct relationship while enjoying higher returns and a quicker path to financial freedom. I personally moved my endorsement from turnkey rentals to syndications as my net worth has grown. However, the downside of many of these deals is that you need at least $50,000 to invest, and the frequency of deals that meet my criteria is sporadic. Check out my article at simplepassivecashflow.com/OFund and learn how I always have cash on hand by using the American Home Preservation Fund as part of this 1-2 punch to be ready for a great deal while still making a double-digit return. I have been investing in AHP since 2016. AHP is a crowdfunding solution to the mortgage crisis in America, where collectively the fund and investors like you pull their money together and get great bulk discounts on distressed mortgages. It's a business model that I think gets stronger should a bump in the economy come, because this is where there will be even more distressed inventory for AHP to purchase. The American Home Preservation Fund aims to keep people in their homes so you can make a 10% return while making a positive social impact. Invest in as little as $100 by going to ahpservicing.com/investors. And if you want the free Burn Zone book and learn about George Newberry's story, please send me an email at lane@simplepassivecashflow.com.
I like to buy stuff. Well, that's a liability.
There's a common amount of problems and issues people have. And for example, infinite banking, there's some experts in the crowd. There's some people that have never heard of it. The experts I'm going to hook up with, I'm going to have some people in my current mastermind to play elders and bring up some people that are in the middle. But I'm going to jump to the breakout room with the complete newbies and teach it from the start. So this format will continue throughout the weekend.
Okay. Yep, that makes
you might
sense.
Even do a little bit of Texas Hold'em. This is a fun game or something like that.
That would be awesome. I think games are, I was going to say, like the activities in the games, especially in person last year, those were great. That really helped start talking to people and just feel people out, at least in terms of not just real estate, but just in what type of person they are.
Yeah, it's going to be a super sleek use of Google Documents. And like, because one thing I can do is you have your just totally random networking and you have these more specific itinerary based topic discussions. But the in the middle, you have this form of maybe there's different breakout rooms that people want to learn about or talk to other people's in the peers. So I can build a Google document with the breakout room, breakout one, rename it to 401ks, breakout two, rename it to taking money out of your retirement account. Breakout three to legacy planning. What are you doing in your irrevocable trust or trust? What kind of caveats are you putting in there? Who wants to talk about oil and gas or land conservation easements, right? And just a general hallway.
Yeah, I think like that to your previous point, that was important for me is like tax strategies. Since I'm single, there are no kids. So it's, I don't get a whole lot of tax help. Those were great strategies for me last year. And I'd really like to see and check in, what have people been doing about them? Did anyone go for it? I know that we were still researching oil and gas last year. And then obviously, yeah, the hallway too. I think it might be good to force people to rotate into the hallway every so often, to just relax and take a break from learning and absorbing information at least.
Yeah, and in the new version of Zoom right now, you have the ability to navigate yourself through the breakout room. So if you're not, okay. If something's not working for you, you can move around however you want. We'll awesome. Leave that option open for people. But going back to the taxes, right? Like the using real estate professional status, 750 hours with active participation and using all these passive losses you're getting via cost segregations and bonus depreciation from these deals. You understood it, right? You're there in person. You got the concepts. So what we would probably do for you now is put you in a group with the experts that get it, and you guys have passive losses to use, and then put you in the people that are on the same level so you can, guys can talk shop. I might stick with the new people and teach them this concept of the simple passive cash flow gravy train, as I've trademarked it.
Yeah, because that was me last year, actually. I had no idea about it. I'd never heard of these things, and so I was new. And now that I know about it, and I've actually been looking around, it'd be great to even get more information about people who have already done it.
We've got people in the group have gotten short-term rentals. They let us enact their real estate professional status so they can offset their passive losses to the ordinary income. You, my friend, are single, so it's going to be hard for you to do it, but we'll connect you and maybe the other single people too.
Even if they're not single, I think it's still useful. I think, yeah, I can still find relatable people. And again, the big part for me is probably, I guess the hallway, it might be helpful to have a room to just talk about like a general room. There's no forced topic, but it's also not like a hallway where you just kind of hang out and talk about like the weather. I don't know. But really a big draw for me is like hearing, like for instance, I think one person was doing like Airbnbs with tiny homes. And I was like, that's awesome. And he was just wrapping it up. So I'd love to connect with him again and say, oh, how'd that go? How's it looking now with COVID? Things like that.
Yeah, and I'm going to be going out to certain members on specific topics that they're doing like that, and they can need a breakout room also. That way they can work their membership to their admission rate a little bit lower on a scholarship. So that's a big thing I'm doing in the family office, Ohana, is I'm having people join up for another year who are more senior, kind of helping the event go. So it's just not me doing it all. We're going to definitely have helpers here, but like more facilitators too, I'm open to that also. Gotcha. We're trying to build this community here of high net worth accredited investors to on the road to financial freedom.
One thing I'd also like this year is, I'm not married, but I do have a girlfriend and she wants to get into real estate. She likes the idea of like mailbox money, passive income.
That's why she has you, man. Money right there. You just go to work every day.
Yeah, maybe it is, but she
not for you. You're just ordinary.
Yeah. I am. It's more passive on her part. But yeah, I think it's beneficial here. Do you think there would be, for people who do have spouses or significant others, are there going to be rooms for them or can they join?
That's a great idea. And what I know I'm going to do is we're going to have a topic called reluctant spouse syndrome, where I'm going to give the high level, very quick presentation. But again, the format of this thing is to break out into a room, talk story, get best practices from the other members. Okay. I'm going to pull people and find those people in the group that have gotten their spouse over the hump. And from that means they maybe talked to them for 2,000 hours and they finally get it. Or they found some kind of quick medium, right? Like me, okay. I don't have my spouse co-sign any of my documents because I don't want to waste my time every single time I do this. So I found the happy medium, but gotcha. It's different for everybody. And it I is, think yeah. in that situation, you're going to be able to talk to people who have gotten over the situation, or you gotten going through that hard struggle with your significant other going through it. We'll probably allow, maybe that might be a good evening time event where
good idea.
We have the spouses join us and they can interact with the other spouses too. When we did the in-person thing, there were a few couples that came that brought their reluctant spouse along because they just happened to be in Hawaii and they got shook to go to Hawaii. When they met a lot of the other investors such as yourself and they got it, right? They saw how our very high level group did this. And it wasn't just about making money. It was about creating a legacy and wealth building. They right. got it. And I think that to have the spouses come in and interact, mix it up with the other spouses and folks like yourself, I think that's gold. And we'll definitely try and do stuff like that.
Great. Yeah, that'll help because right now she only hears me talk. And so I think it's refreshing to maybe get her some more exposure in terms of more experienced people, other people who are also getting their feet.
Yeah, that'll probably be the good cocktail event for sure.
Cool.
Any other questions, man? I think this is going to be a super fun event. Martin Luther King weekend. So you've got that Monday off.
Okay.
But we'll probably do it on a Saturday and Sunday in the first half of the day.
Awesome. Awesome. And then how are you going to, because typically, like when everyone was in Hawaii, everyone was in the same time zone. So how are you going to coordinate everyone to be together when they live in different areas?
Well, I'm going to suck it up and try and wake up extra early and probably start it at like really early just so that we can stay on that first half of the day. For yourself, I think most of us are in the mountain or Pacific time zone centrally okay. located. So to kind of start on in the morning and then go to a little bit after lunchtime. But so you have the time to do whatever you need to do for the rest of the day. But sure. I think it is important to break away from your normal day-to-day and immerse yourself. That's the big thing is yes. immersion.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool this time that you don't have to get on a plane and go. And what I'll probably do also is build an itinerary of these different topics that we are talking about. So if something doesn't pertain to you or you want to cherry pick, you got to go do the laundry or something. You got to run errand, right? Mr. Ordinary Income Man. You got to do something.
I got to go look at work stuff.
Yeah, you got to go do work stuff. You can cherry pick when you want to do that so you don't miss out something that you really want to learn about.
And that's huge. That is.
Yeah. But I think when people realize the quality of people in this group, if they haven't already, their eyes are going to really open, just like how yours did when you came.
That was huge for me. I think that's when it became really evident that you've put a lot of work into creating the group. And it's everyone wants you to win and everyone's on a team together and everyone's going to help you out. Yeah, it's a great group.
I'm going to do my best trying to filter the right people into the group. There's always a chance. Not many people make it get past my filters, but I think this is where.
Am I going to get past your filter?
You're going to make it in. You've been around a while. I know you personally. But, I think this is where I rely on my community, right? We all need to be watchdogs. Potentially a bad right. actor or a shady character who could come in, could infiltrate the group. But for the most part, everybody are pure passive investors. They're all working to build their own personal family office. And it's more of an abundance mindset.
That's what I felt.
Competitive. Yeah. We'll send this out to folks and hopefully they learned from your good questions. You gave me a good one. That was good. But any last words, my friend?
That's all I got. Thanks a lot, Lane.
This website offers very general information concerning real estate for investment purposes. Every investor situation is unique. Always seek the services of licensed third-party appraisers and inspectors to verify the value and condition of any property you intend to purchase. Use the services of professional title and escrow companies and licensed tax, investment, and or legal advisor before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed, as in every investment there is risk. The content found here is just my opinion and things change, and I reserve the right to change my mind. Above all else, do your own analysis and think for yourself, because in the end, you are the only person who is going to look out for your best interests.
The proceeding is not tax, legal, or investment advice, nor an offer to sell securities or investment products. Always make informed decisions with professional guidance. Get educated and surround yourself with a community at thewealthelevator.com/club.